What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Black Corporate Life Podcast, where we're breaking the silence and revealing the unwritten rules and hidden truths that govern corporate America. I'm your host, James Friesen. In this groundbreaking series, we're leaving no stone unturned. Join us as we champion authenticity and transparency and bring these topics front and center, one episode at a time. In today's episode, things will flow a little bit differently because I'm not only just your host, I'm also stepping into the guest seat to reflect on our journey so far. Now, I'm excited to share a little bit about my background, why I decided to launch the podcast, and how I prepared for it, and why I am uniquely qualified to talk about navigating corporate life as a Black professional. Plus, I'm going to give you a sneak peek into what's coming for season two. So with that in mind, welcome to the show. So y'all, I figure I'd start by just sharing a little bit about my background. I graduated from North Carolina A&T State University back in 1993 as a mechanical engineer. Spent 5 years working for General Electric, first 2 years on a leadership manufacturing rotational program, and then the next 2.5, 3 years as a full-time Six Sigma black belt. And then woke up one day and decided that I didn't want to do either one of these things anymore. So I went back to business school at UNC Chapel Hill and earned my MBA degree and switched over to brand management marketing. So I worked for Procter & Gamble, spent some time at Pepsi, Walt Disney World, worked for Bank of America for a little while, and Lance Snack Foods. And then spent about 9 years in retail in the home improvement industry, where I was a merchant, director of supplier diversity, director of community relations. I really enjoy the community relations and social impact work. So after 9 years, I left, moved to Dallas, Texas, and worked in the healthcare industry for a couple of years. And then decided to move to Atlanta, where I decided to start Black Corporate Life. And so my company is focused on enabling Black professionals to thrive in corporate America. I decided to introduce this podcast, the Black Corporate Life Podcast, and also have the Black Corporate Life Alliance, which is a community of Black professionals where we support each other and offer programming around classes, workshops on emotional intelligence, public speaking, conflict resolution, body language. We also have expert coaching available for anybody's that's interested in hiring an executive coach. And in the community itself, where you have an opportunity to interact with like-minded people who are going through a similar experience as you. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about why I decided to start this podcast. And this actually started years ago when I was working in corporate America and noticed just the struggle that I saw other Black professionals, including myself, going through, struggling to assimilate to the environment, to deal with microaggressions and discrimination and just some of the things that you experience. And one of the things that I think is unique about our experience is usually we are the first to do whatever the thing is, the first person to reach this position at a company, the first person to achieve a certain thing. And then we also find that we are the only. So you're the only person on your team, or the only person in the organization that looks like you. And that adds an extra level of difficulty to your ability to succeed in that role. And the thing that I found is that we often suffer in silence. We assume that we're the only one who is going through a certain thing, and we don't have the opportunity to reach out and connect with other people with similar experiences. And so that was really the reason I wanted to launch this podcast, is to give a voice to other Black professionals and to tap into our collective wisdom and experience and share that to a much broader audience. And so I started working on this probably 3 years ago. Just the concept itself, I wrote a complete business plan, marketing plan, purchased all the equipment to introduce this podcast, spent time figuring out what my music was going to be and outlining the podcast and what I wanted to get out of it. And the thing is, someone asked me a while ago, you know, what podcasts I listen to. And the truth is, I really don't listen to podcasts. So it probably helped me in terms of creating my own and making sure that it was unique and something that I wanted to do. So what makes me uniquely qualified to host is this is my lived experience. Again, I spent almost 30 years in corporate America, and I've experienced everything. I remember some of the feedback I used to get when I first started out was, you know, James, you are too aggressive. You know, that people are just intimidated by you. They are not sure how to approach you. And then I started working on that and trying to soften my approach. And then the feedback changed to, James, you're just not aggressive enough. Like, it just feels like people feel that they can run over you. And it took probably 10 or 12 years before I decided that, you know what, I'm just going to be me. And I'm going to stop trying to be a cheap copy of what people think I should be. And I'm just going to be James every day, all day, 24/7, 365 days a year. And that's actually when my career started to take off, when I became comfortable in my own skin and I wasn't trying to be what somebody thought I should be. And so that's what makes me uniquely qualified to host the Black Corporate Life podcast. And so now we have introduced 12 episodes for season one. And if you haven't listened to them, I really encourage you to go back and listen to each one of those 12 episodes. There's some rich information there. And my guests came on, and you know, I want to thank them here publicly for just being authentic and true to their stories and true to themselves. There's a lot of rich information that if you haven't listened to it, you really missed out on a real treat. But in going through this whole experience, I just wanted to share some lessons that I learned along the way. Number one, when you're afraid to do something, do it anyway. You're not set on this concept for almost 3 years. And, you know, you go through the whole motions and notions of self-doubt and what are people going to think and what are people going to say. And my thought is, do it anyway. People are going to talk about you, so give them something to talk about. And I'm so glad that I had the courage to jump out and launch Black Corporate Life. Number two is when you actually make that move, the thing that you'll be surprised about is that support will come where you least expect it. And I've been so surprised and honored by the support that's come from all walks of life, from folks who have listened to the podcast and experienced our material. And I appreciate you for that. And then the third lesson I will share is that everyone has a story. We just haven't had an opportunity to tell it. And that really goes to why I started the podcast, is I wanted to give other Black professionals a chance to tell your story in your own unique and authentic way, and to use that information to reach other people who are going through the same struggle and to help them thrive in their corporate experience. So before I talk about season two, I want to recognize someone very special to me, and that's my wife, who I affectionately call Lulu. And anybody that knows me knows Lulu. And just want to give her flowers and acknowledge that she has supported me through this whole experience and been there to coach, to encourage, to give advice, sometimes critical advice. And just want her to know how much I appreciate what she has done for me and supporting this whole initiative. So thank you, Lulu. And now I want to talk a little bit about season two. We're going to change the focus a little bit coming up for our second season. We'll probably launch, you know, we're going to take a few months off, regroup, record the shows for season two, and probably come out in January, February timeframe. But some of the topics that I'm planning to cover are, you know, mastering the art of negotiating, and equipping Black professionals with strategies on negotiating salaries, promotions, and just showing up in a confident way. Number two, navigating performance evaluations and feedback. You know, we want to touch on some of those taboo topics that nobody ever talks about. I want to talk a little bit about uncovering human resources and provide some insights on, you know, how to address workplace issues and advancing your career goals. We're going to talk some about financial literacy and investing while you're working your corporate job. So thinking beyond a paycheck to focusing on investing, saving, and building wealth. And then I'd like to also talk about managing difficult conversations and conflict resolution, because that's going to continue to happen as you work in your corporate role. And there are going to be some other topics that we're going to cover as well, but I just want to give you a sneak peek into season two and what we're planning. So lastly, for our listeners, I invite you to share these conversations, share the podcast with your friends, with your coworkers, because there's really some rich information there. Subscribe to the show, leave us a review, and I invite you to apply to be a guest on the podcast. So I will be putting out a flyer over the next few weeks that give you more details on what we're looking for in terms of guests. But if you have a story to tell that you feel will impact somebody's life and help them in their corporate experience, I invite you to apply to be a guest on the show. And then the last thing I'll say is, you know, this is just an invitation to join the Black Corporate Life Alliance. And this is, as I mentioned before, this is an alliance of Black professionals where we are able to network, to get coaching, to get training through our workshops, and to just have a conversation with other Black professionals who are living a similar experience as you. And it's one of the things that I wish I had when I worked in corporate, was just that really tight-knit network, especially for those challenging times when you really need to reach out to somebody and get some advice. And so I offer that to you, that is here and available. And you simply just visit bclalliance.com, which is blackcorporatelifealliance.com. Again, bclalliance.com. So with that, I hope that gives you some insight into the Black Corporate Life podcast, why I started the show. And I really hope the information that we have shared resonates with you and that you've learned something from it and that it's had an impact. And I look forward to sharing with you again in season two. Until then, make it a great day, and we'll see you next time. Black Corporate Life is a leadership training and development company focused on empowering Black professionals to thrive in corporate America. We provide classes, coaching, and an online community of like-minded individuals to help Black men and women in corporate America reach their full potential. Subscribe to our podcast by visiting blackcorporatelife.com or search wherever you listen to podcasts. And join the Black Corporate Life Alliance at bclalliance.com.